The University of Detroit, Mercy, presents Ask the Professor. The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the radio show, on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors and their guests in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Edwin DeWint, substituting again, certainly you're absolutely not under any circumstances permanent host, Edwin DeWint, filling in for Kathleen Bush, who will be back when she gets back. And today we have some of the regular panel with us and a very special guest. On my left, from the Department of Philosophy, Professor Beth Oljar.
Good to be here.
Good to have you here. On her left, from the Department of Religious Studies, the chair of that department, Professor James Tubbs.
Hello, Edwin.
Hello. And across from James and sitting to my far right, tell us where you're from. a longtime listener, a longtime friend of this program, Robert DeValle. And where are you representing these days now?
If I may, Real Detroit Weekly.
Yes. Yes.
It's a very fine publication, comes out every Wednesday. I'm sure that the many loyal listeners of your show who live in the Detroit area are acquainted with it.
That's good. All right. Glad to have you with us. It's a
wonderful,
thrill for us, and realizing there are people who actually listen to this show.
Well, hey, we're international now.
Yeah,
so.
Well, we are. Right. We'll have to explain that a little later. But right now, it's that time of year. What time of year you're
saying?
That time of year. So we have, as is very customary around here, our regular set of Christmas questions from Holly Berry.
Yes.
Who has been sending us Christmas questions for heaven knows how long.
Years and years. Well, since I've been doing the show.
Yeah, Holly's got to be 103 by now. I imagine that.
But so we don't want to confuse her with the actress.
Not the actress.
No. Not at all. Not at all. Okay. Which of these companies was the first to use Santa Claus in an advertisement? And I'll give you, this is multiple choice.
Oh, okay.
Love those.
Was it Pepsi? Was it Coca-Cola? Was it 7-Up? Or was it Fanta?
Coke.
I think it was Coke.
Coca-Cola?
It was. Well, that was easy. Gee.
Because it was one of those short bottles.
Yes.
Short,
the little
bottles.
Baby Coke.
The original, yes. The original 8-ounce thing that you wondered why would you bother? You opened the cap, drank.
It was a Coke and cookies, and it was instead gone. Of milk and cookies that were left by the fire.
And thus was born a multi-million-dollar memorabilia industry.
Boy, wasn't. Mm-hmm. Isn't
Indeed.
That the truth? My
yes.
gosh.
They re-release those now every holiday. They have the yes. like these, you know, nostalgic holiday bottles of Coke.
That's right. That's right. Of course, it's nothing quite equals the introduction of the new Coke.
Oh, right. Yeah, for what, 6 months?
That's about right. I don't think it ever reached London.
Tasted too much like Pepsi. That was the problem.
It sure did. Which president was the first to decorate the White House Christmas tree? Was it Franklin Pierce? Benjamin Franklin? George Washington? Or Abraham Lincoln?
Wait a minute. Benjamin Franklin was not a president.
I know. That's a trick question. Yes, yes.
It was following up on Dickens' popularity that led to a spread of Christmas trees.
Well, can I suggest either Pierce?
Pierce, then.
That's right. It is, yes. Franklin Pierce. That's right. That's right. You're knocking him out of the ballpark here.
One of the worst, but hands down, the handsomest president.
Well, that's interesting. Yes. That's interesting. And we now know that he did something important. He the first to decorate the Christmas tree.
Oh,
that
wow.
was something. Which country did the gingerbread house come from? Now, I think this means the generic gingerbread
Sweden?
House. Not the gingerbread house that Hansel and Gretel were lured into. Was it Austria, Switzerland, Germany, or the United States?
Oh, okay.
I'd guess Austria.
No.
Nope.
Wait, there was a Scandinavian option. No.
There is not a Scandinavian.
Switzerland?
May we presume it was the United States?
It wasn't the United States either. It was Germany. How about that?
Okay. Well, we really struck out on that one.
Well, yeah.
Down in three wrong answers.
It's all right. It's the kind of question.
How many negative points does that get us?
Well, you know, thinking of Benjamin Franklin being thrown in the previous one, I mean, it doesn't surprise me because I, in my final exam in the Western Civ course that I teach, where I
they have to write an essay on various things, but then I have these multiple choice questions that I keep telling them. You know, the lowest form of sentient life could pass this with an A, and amazingly, that no one does, you know, which I've failed to understand. But especially with questions such as, you know, the great explosion of philosophical speculation, et cetera, et cetera, associated with the ancient Greeks. Was located in the 5th century B.C. in the city of, and then you have Athens, you know, Syracuse, Sparta, and Ferndale. And you'd be amazed how many people circle Ferndale.
Well, it is quite a cultural center.
I think so.
Well, I had the same experience. I think I'd already, you know, told Edwin this, but one of the true-false questions on my midterm is, most of what we know about Socrates comes from his autobiography, My Examined Life. And you'd be surprised at the number of students
who
say
that's
true.
The phrase is familiar. That's why.
It was worth living is probably the subtitle.
Things can't get quite philosophical at Danny's Irish Pub in Ferndale. So
yes, indeed.
Let me say that.
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
Quite philosophical.
All right. What kind of Christmas did Elvis Presley sing about?
A blue.
Yes. I didn't even have to give the options. There you go.
It's a good song.
Okay. Next question. In what year was A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens published?
1843.
That's right. Wow. There we go. What is the name of the Grinch's dog in the movie How the Grinch Stole
Max.
Christmas? Yes. Yes.
I love that dog. I watch that every Christmas Eve.
I'm astounded here. This is just amazing.
I watch Ralphie get his eye shot out every Christmas Eve.
Oh, yes, we've added A Christmas Story to our Christmas line of films, along with Die Hard.
We have just been joined by Professor...
A late arrival.
Yes, by Professor Boats, right?
I don't know if my mic's on yet. It is? Oh, cool. We have a very quick-thinking producer.
Yes, of course.
The fourth wise man.
Yes.
There we go.
Exactly.
See? Wise guy, maybe. Good fellow. Let's turn my...
Well, we're glad you made it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Do I amuse you?
We're sorry
Am
you
I
missed
funny?
The Grinch question.
Yeah, we're on the Christmas question.
Is that supposed to be a statement about me?
Maybe there'll be another one.
You'll never
think about Grinches?
No.
I don't want to be associated with that.
He ties the antlers to Max's head, and they're too heavy, and... He has
Poor
to
Max.
Saw them off.
Poor Max.
It's pretty okay,
I'm
easily amused.
I'm missing something. You know, I'm not. Well, but, I'm
I
not
mean,
au courant with Christmas.
Christmas
lore.
Is, I mean, if you think of Christmas as being importantly about traditions,
yes.
In part, and my childhood Christmases all involved the Peanuts Christmas special
mm-hmm.
and How the Grinch Stole Christmas. So I really just don't want to give those up.
Well, yeah.
Wahoo, wahoo.
That's right. The Little Who's down in Whoville.
Oh, dear. Oh, God.
I'm easily amused.
Long-suffering Edwin.
Oh, that reminds me. I forgot to pick up the Dahoo Dories at Knudsen's on the way in.
Oh, well, there's no forgiving that.
Oh, dear. Heck. Where was A Christmas Carol written? Was it written in the United States, in Australia, in Germany, or the United Kingdom?
The United Kingdom.
The United what? Kingdom, yeah. That's right.
Is that supposed to be a trick question?
I don't know.
I thought it was based on that short story, what was it, In God We Trust, All Others Pay Cash? But I thought that was an American author who wrote that.
Was he still living in Portsmouth then?
I don't know. I think he was in London by that time.
Okay.
Of course, he had about 12 different addresses in London, too. You know.
He bought this beautiful house, the glass. It was all covered with glass, or it was mostly made of glass or something of that nature.
Yeah, because he started out down by the University of London area, you know, in a street called Doughty Street, and it was a very cramped, kind of mid-Victorian.
Well, I've been to
tenement,
what they call his
know.
House in London.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, am I mistaking A Christmas Story with something else?
A Christmas,
you are.
Carol.
Christmas Carol.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Christmas
so.
Carol.
Christmas
yeah.
Carol.
Yeah.
Dickens.
Yeah.
Oh, with the Dickens,
Scrooge and that wretched
the
little
three
tiny
goats.
Tim.
Oh, I was thinking about the Red Ryder BB gun.
No.
We've already been
that's
through that.
That's a different story.
Oh, that's very American. Yeah.
Classic Americana.
Okay, which reindeer helps Rudolph fly at the reindeer games? Well, that's one I've never heard of. Is it Donner, Clarice, Dancer, or Blitzen?
Well, they never let him play.
That's right.
Any reindeer
Yeah, but
game.
There was a made-for-TV cartoon special about this.
Speedy or Speedball?
Well,
or
you got Donner, Clarice, Dancer, and Blitzen.
Clarice.
It's got to be Clarice. Clarice, right.
For the record, I'd have flown pretty high for Clarice myself. So.
Thinking your heart about out Anthony bandied. Hopkins in. That's right.
Quid I know pro Clarice. Quo. Yes, that's Clarice.
She said, "I'm cute. I'm cute." Oh, look what you've done to me, Professor Oldjar.
It's all my fault.
I know.
Which reindeer is Rudolph's dad? Is it Dancer, Dixon, Donner, or Blitzen?
Okay, I didn't know there were familial relations.
I did not see this cartoon.
I didn't either. Sure. This sounds awfully incestuous to me.
I'll follow the theme and go with Dixon because Clarice wasn't one of the original eight.
That's
either.
Right, but it's not. he's thrown in there as a red herring. Not Dancer.
Dasher?
No.
Oh,
no, he's not even on the
Blitzen?
List.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't remember who was on
Prancer
the list.
Was Prancer one of the options?
No.
Dasher? Was he one of the options?
No. I'll get the Dancer, Dixon, Donner, and Blitzen.
Donner.
Donner. That's right. Hmm.
Sometimes referred to as Donder.
That's right.
There is this
Donder.
This ongoing academic Donder. Argument for decades. The proper name in that poem.
Somebody got a dissertation out of that.
Oh, I bet someone did.
They did? Oh, there goes my academic future then.
Okay.
Is there any relations of cannibalism there? Donner Party?
The Donner Party.
Thank you.
I wish I'd said that.
The Donder Party.
On the list.
That's right.
Infamous for the way they eat
the
venison.
Appetizer.
Okay, which Christmas movie has been played more than any other?
It's a Wonderful Life.
Right.
And I finally saw it.
And I couldn't
last year.
Even give the options, gee, because Christmas Story was one of them. Huh.
That's a great.
It's
Home Alone.
Soon going to pass it. It's soon with
well,
Turner
sure,
running
12
it
times a year.
Yeah,
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 nonstop for
Home Alone and Frosty the Snowman, and It's a Wonderful Life. So It's a Wonderful Life.
Okay. I finally saw that last year. It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, it's a good movie.
You've never seen that?
No, it's just when I was growing up, my parents didn't, that was not on their holiday rep. I mean, we caught all of the, you know, the Carpenter's Christmas Special and Bing Crosby and Andy Williams, you know, those were big on their radar, but they didn't do.
Your parents were very wise.
I have to say, I was shocked at the most recent presidential inauguration when they were wheeling Dick Cheney in. He, with that heavy coat and everything, he looked just like Old Man Potter. Wonderful Life.
More evil.
What exactly qualifies as a Christmas movie? Because how about Die Hard, for example?
I watch it every Christmas.
Yeah, that should be a Christmas movie. Well, it takes place at Christmas.
It is in my house.
Yes.
Lethal Weapon.
Yes, right? I count that too.
A lot of good action movies happen around Christmas.
Yeah, sure they do. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Yeah, they don't all have to be syrupy and teary, and they can be nice and violent and.
Yes.
Reindeer Games with Ben Affleck. Was that set during the Christmas holiday?
Oh.
It was definitely cold.
I think it was.
Okay.
Not a very good movie.
Yeah. Not a very
definitely
good movie.
Not one of the most seen.
Okay.
It didn't make a lasting impression, that's for sure, you know.
But it's Ben Affleck, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
How lasting an impression is there going to be?
Hey, man, he's got an Oscar.
Yeah, but that
for writing.
Yeah, but it was writing.
Writing. Good Will Hunting.
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon's the brains of that pair, believe me.
That's a scary thought.
Yes, it is, but. What Christmas plant is Viscum used to label?
Poinsettias?
No.
Christmas.
Holly?
No.
Mistletoe?
Mistletoe, yes. Oh, yes.
What is Viscum?
I have no idea. Absolutely
some druid
no
name,
idea.
No doubt.
Maybe someone will send us an answer as to what is Viscum and what else can you use it for?
That's probably what the druids called it.
I wouldn't be surprised. Oh, it's time for a little break.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
The University of Detroit Sleigh Bell Orchestra brings us Ask the Professor. I'm your host on this Christmas program, Edwin DeWint, and today we have all of our regular panelists with us, gathered around the Christmas tree. On my right, from the Department of Religious Studies, Professor George Pickering.
Sure. I mean, it's a great pleasure to be here, as always, and the top of the season to you all.
Yes. You're all right. On his
George
right.
George is opening all his presents.
I know it. That's his trouble.
Well, I mean, here we are.
Can't you wait?
The very day.
It's so greedy.
And we're on the radio.
I know.
You want me to have my mind focused?
Well.
I can't do that.
Visions of Sugar Plums.
Today.
That was Robert O'Neill from the Department of Psychology. And to his right, from the Department of History, looking very elfin, Professor Sarah Gravel.
chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Who wrote that? Oh, we're not into the
questions. No, not the questions yet. No.
And on her...
Most of the questions you hear on this program are asked by our listeners.
And on Sarah's right, my left, from the Department of Political Science, Professor John Klemanski.
Hello, ho, ho, Edwin.
Oh, clever. Our first set of questions are sent in from Neil Rifkin of Livonia, Michigan. Christmas-type questions.
Oh, good.
He says, I'll give you a country's name for Christmas, and you give me the country.
Okay, Sweden.
Noel. Oh.
France.
That's right. Yule.
Jule, mm-hmm. Sweden?
No.
Norway?
No.
England?
Well, it's part of that.
Scotland?
Yes, Scotland, yes. Weihnachten?
Germany.
That's right. And
that
Navidad?
Sounds German.
Spain.
That's right.
Oh, that's a great question.
Yeah. Yes.
Let's ask it again. I got all that.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
George.
Just a little musical interlude here.
And now we're back from that little bit of nostalgia, or whatever it was, and we have just been joined by Professor Roy Finkenbein, the chairman of the Department of History.
Oh, so, better late than never, right?
Yes, definitely. And we are dealing with Halle Berry's Christmas questions, so we're kind of midway through, I would think, or something like that. The name of Scrooge's dead business partner was, and I'll give you the four choices.
Jacob Marley.
Well, I didn't even have to do that.
No.
No relation to Bob Marley.
That's right.
Dead as a doornail.
Bob's uncle.
I still love it. I thought George C. Scott was a great... That's always my quintessential Scrooge.
Oh, I like Alistair Sim.
Alistair Sim still owns that role.
Although I have a certain affection for the Muppets Christmas Carol.
Oh, well, that's a different league altogether.
Jacob and Bob Marley.
Okay. Which author made the remark, I gave them for dinner a piece of roast beef and plum puddings, and after dinner half a pint of strong beer apiece? Was this Philip Larkin, James Woodford, Samuel Johnson, or Evelyn Waugh?
I don't think Evelyn would have given him that much to eat.
No, he wouldn't.
No.
Johnson?
No.
Larkin?
Nope, it's Woodford.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, we knew we'd get to that eventually.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah,
that
process of elimination.
Always
works.
Really it's valuable. Right. In logic and...
I'm having pub trivia flashbacks that are really painful right now, because after the seventh Guinness, after a while, we don't really answer the questions very clearly.
That's right.
It's like the... Oh, I...
No one ever drinks the seventh Guinness, because you can't count at that point.
That's right.
Well said. Well said.
I shouldn't mention this, but I will. Doesn't matter. Many years ago, we did a taping of three Ask Professor shows in our dining room in the evening. And I think in the course of the evening, the panel and I put away something like 13 bottles of red wine. And by the time we got to the third program, it was completely incoherent.
I bet George was in rare form.
George was in very rare form. That was quite an evening.
Name the eight reindeer. Dopey, Doc, Grumpy.
Yes. Who tried to steal Christmas from the Who's of Whoville?
The Grinch.
The Grinch.
Yes, yes.
Because his heart was two sizes too small.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
What was the film called in which Peter Oughtie sang Walking in the Air? Was it The Grinch, The Snowman, Hattie Jacks, or Ian Holm? That doesn't seem to fit the question at all.
I've never heard any of the of the question or any of the answers.
No.
Complete ignorance.
I think the answer is The Snowman.
But, the Snowman.
I have. Oh, well.
This is like your Ferndale answer.
I guess I guess. You're getting closer to getting a photo.
Yes, now that we have them. My gosh, yes. All right, what Christmas food is made from marsh horts? Whorts. Is it stuffing, sweet potatoes, marshmallows, or cranberry sauce?
Cranberry sauce. Cranberry
That's
sauce.
Right, cranberry sauce. Okay. Which ocean is Christmas Island in? Is it in the Pacific, the Atlantic, the Indian Ocean, or the Arctic Ocean?
The Pacific.
No. What did you say?
Indian.
Indian, that's right, the Indian.
Who wrote the poem, The Cultivation of Christmas Trees? Was it Paul Thoreau, Walt Whitman, James Joyce, or T.S. Eliot? The Cultivation of Christmas Trees.
Thinking Whitman or Eliot.
I'm going to take a guess and say Eliot, just because and of you're the right. Christian themes in some of his other writings.
You're absolutely right. Very
and
good.
Feline.
Oh, which continent is the turkey from? Is it South America, North America, Europe, or Australia?
Turkey's in Asia Minor. Everybody knows that.
No. I assume it's North America, isn't
it? It is North America. Yes. Yes.
This is why Ben wanted it to be our national bird.
National bird.
Oh, that's right. I'd forgotten all about that.
Both irony and appropriateness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think so.
Yeah. Our national bird. Grateful it wasn't Australia. We'd have kangaroo in our...
Yeah, but both birds are, I mean, turkeys are pretty ugly birds.
Yes, they are.
The bald eagle is a pretty ugly bird.
Ugly bird. Yeah.
But on the inside, they're clearly beautiful.
Oh.
The turkey.
Oh, bald eagle.
That's right. And so we have an obligation to bring out their inner beauty at this time of the year. Yes. In which author's novel is it always winter but never Christmas? Is the author C.S. Lewis, John Masefield, Jacob Marley, or Sherlock Holmes?
No, the second
I say Masefield.
No, it's C.S. Lewis. Okay.
Clive Staples.
Oh, dear. I think we've run out of Holly Berry's
questions.
Oh, wait.
That was from The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Always winter, but never Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, heavens.
That makes sense.
When you have well, we answers. Thank Holly. Let's see. She wanted 15 out of 20, and you won 2, 3, 4, 5. You got 15 out of 20. Oh. So Holly is denied the first... New autograph photograph.
75%, right?
Well, she gets a photographed autograph then, right?
That's what's something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. God
well,
knows
if you've
what
ever
it
seen
be.
Jeff's signature, he actually signs it so that his name looks like a boat.
Like Little Boat. Oh, yeah, that's terrific. Well, why not?
And these are brand new. Sense. These are brand new right off the presses. These,
that's right. That's are. What I'm understanding.
We might send Holly Berry the photocopied version. Though.
I think that's a good
well,
idea.
Done for free on our machine upstairs.
I have to say.
The only problem is we don't have the caption, 7 professors die in tragic trivia.
I'm going to add that. To
unfortunate tragedy.
To the listener, you want this photo. It has a Red Hot Chili's Peppers motif, which is actually stunning.
Blood definitely. Sugar trivia match.
This is a true collector's item.
Okay. We have six of us look like we're just laid out dead on a slab. And then Michael Jason is sitting there sort of smirking, which...
There's, I don't know. Matt has a smirk.
There's a poetry
coming.
To that, I think.
I can see a smirk coming on Matt's
I think face. Michael was the cause of all of our demise. That's why he's smirking.
That's right. Finally, he's saying.
That's right.
Finally.
It took long enough.
That's right.
All right. Our next set of questions comes from a... This, I have to explain this. This is a Detroit-born Parisian. In other words, born in Detroit, but he now lives in Paris. His name is Marc Neymark, and he writes, I'm delighted to have discovered Ask the Professor. I've listened to all the podcasts available online and look forward to new episodes as they become available. Here is a quiz you may like to use. It has a Franco-American flavor with a focus on Detroit and on Michigan. There are 20 questions with success defined by me as 75%, i.e. 15 correct answers. I've included a few extra credit questions that only count if your panel responds correctly. Oh, I, okay.
Wait, Mark, right. Marc Neymark, is that sort of like Jean Valjean?
I wonder,
are all French people
yes.
named like that? Or?
Yes.
Or is that like the French Marky Mark? Is
I this, don't know.
Is this Mark Wahlberg writing in?
It's M-A-R-C.
Oh.
And then N-A-I-M-A-R-K.
Oh.
And I think it would have been a Q-U-E if it were French.
Could be Neymark.
Well, that's right. Could be Neymark. Exactly.
Freedom fries.
I don't know how to pronounce the name, but it's... We're glad he's written in anyway. I mean, mm-hmm. This is exciting. We don't get mail from Paris very often. We don't get mail from Paris ever.
In international Paris. Mail, period.
That's right. Number one, which political figure served as ambassador to France before becoming a U.S. senator from Michigan?
Senator from Michigan.
Yes.
Any clues as to century?
19th.
Lodge?
Louis Cass?
Louis Cass, yes.
Good for you.
By what name is Marie-Joseph Paul-Yves Roche-Guibert de Mottier better known?
Lafayette.
That's right. Wow, there. I'm dazzled by that answer. That's good.
I read John Jakes.
Oh, well.
You don't need to be too impressed.
Is that a book or a description?
Well, the first in the Kent family chronicles.
Lafayette is buried in Picpus Cemetery in Paris, but the soil he is buried in comes from what U.S. location?
Arlington National Cemetery?
No.
Mount Vernon?
Not Mount Vernon. Okay. No. Well, it was a scene of a battle. It was a scene of
Lexington
a battle.
Lexington and Concord?
Yorktown?
Well, I'm no, going
it's, yeah, it's
Brandywine or Yorktown?
No, neither one.
Saratoga?
No. It's
final
a hill.
Bunker Hill. Which is really partially in Breed's Hill. But anyway.
Breed's.
Okay. All right. A statue of Washington Lafayette can be found on the Place des États Unis Square of the United States. Who is the sculptor?
Houdin?
No, Rodin? But it's a name you have also heard before.
Rodin?
No, not Rodin. No.
Degas?
No.
Okay, I'm running out of sculptors.
I have Daniel Chester French or Claudel. Robert Houdon?
No, but those are good guesses. Gustave Bartholdi.
Okay.
Yes. A bonus question. Bartholdi is a native of Colmar in Alsace. Of which U.S. town is Colmar, the sister city? Then he gives you a couple of hints. The U.S. town is the home of an Ivy League university. And the second hint is Professor Dunafon studied there.
Oh, Princeton.
That's right, Princeton.
Wait a minute.
Yes, Princeton.
Bill Dunafon of this university?
That was the surprise.
Yes, that's the surprise.
He got an MDiv there.
Yes, how about that? And on that note, as we sit here dumbfounded and stunned to have learned that bit of information, we'll have to hold these over to our next program next week. In the meantime, I'd like to thank the panel, Professor Oljar, Professor Tubbs, Professor Finkenbein, Professor Boats, and our very special guest, Robert Del Valle.
In this Yuletide season of joy and giving, it is important to remember the less fortunate, the destitute, the miserable. The Ask the Professor panelists. They don't ask much from you. A card, a note, an expensive gift. They just need a little Christmas cheer, that's all. So please, deck their halls. Jingle their bells.
Email your questions to atp@udmercy.edu. Or you may fax them to 313-993-1166. Attention, Ask the Professor.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Communication Studies Center at the University of Detroit Mercy Campus. Ask the Professor is produced by Michael Jason. Our technical director is Michael Jason. And our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. And until next time, this is your temporary, purely temporary, only here for a little bit host, Edwin DeWitt, sitting in for your regular host, Kathy Bush.